All right, that was Quasi Cosm, and they're going to be playing with Cheap Purple and, of course, Warborn. Yes, and you guys are going to have some merch at the show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're going to have some custom shirts we've ramped up here. We're not going to leak what the art design will be yet, but my good buddy Rob over in Nanaimo at Fresh Prints, you can check him out on Facebook, Fresh Prints, P-R-I-N-T-S, and he's been a real solid friend of mine for probably 20-ish years now, and when I got into this band and we were talking about making some shirts, I knew right away I wanted to talk to him and see if he could help us with our artwork. And just, he does all the screen printing by hand himself in his house, and he's got all the machines and stuff he needs to do it. So yeah, big shout out to Rob there at Fresh Prints, and of course our other friend Rob down at Factory Direct Tools in Mission has
Little Devil's Graphics
printed up all of our stickers. So we're going to have four different sticker selections as well at the show. So again, we're not going to tell you what they are. We want you to come out, check them out at the merch table, and support your local bands.
And quickly, just a quick shout out to Riot Shield and Shane. Did like the mixing. He recorded my vocals, did the mixing, helped us get like the production on the Bury the Bones is like killer. So big shout out.
Thanks so much, Shane.
Yeah, you killed it. We're going to be working with him pretty much permanently with Warborn material.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, and I'm checking out the T-shirts that these guys are wearing. And, Ken, let's start with you. What band are you wearing?
It's Ancients. I don't know which shirt run this is, but I think it's one of their more recent ones. Just a killer local band. Great bunch of guys and just super ultra-talented musicians.
Yeah, they inspire us.
Super humble guys.
Yeah, they kind of set the bar, I'd say, for us and for probably lots of musicians around here. And just a good group of humble dudes too. When you bump into them too, so it's they're just great.
And tell me about this song pick, "My Home, My Gallows."
Yeah, this one. There's just this super hooky, insane guitar riff, and I don't know what it is about it, but for whatever reason, I just can't get over it. Every time I hear it, I love it. So this has just been like my favorite Ancient song since the beginning.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. All right, now let's get to some more Warborn. All right, Garrett, tell me about this next song.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about my awesome shirt.
Yeah, let's talk about your shirt. Yes, let's get to your shirt.
Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude.
Yes.
Love my wrestling shirt.
Yes, and do you guys like wrestling too?
Oh, I'm a fan mainly of the mid-90s to the early 2000s Attitude Era. I like the classic 80s stuff because we all grew up on that stuff. But
right.
If I'm looking at the heyday of sports entertainment, it's 1997 to 2002 for me.
Rockstone.
Full stop.
Do you have your favorite wrestler?
I would say I liked Shawn Michaels quite a bit, probably one of my favorites, obviously growing up, a lot of these guys weren't as entertaining as showmen, and they were more entertaining as wrestlers, but we all knew it was show, it wasn't reality, but as the storylines in the late 90s came in, where we didn't have a lot of,
what do you mean?
PC thought going on, anything went, you had scantily clad women, you had, storylines that had a lot of violence, and just... It was very animated, awesome. So
Ken, who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh man, that's tough. I mean, I loved the high flyers, the Dudley Boys and what was the other guys? Christian and
Edge?
Edge, those guys, they were pretty good, right?
They're very athletic.
But I mean, going back, if I was to think of why did I ever watch wrestling, it was always Hulk. Hulk Hogan was the man. It was just it was awesome. When you go to the crowd and electric, right? And then after that, I think, The Rock and Stone Cold rivalry was just deadly.
Stone Cold,
too.
Totally.
All right, now let's talk about The Coward.
Next song we're going to play, the song The Coward. It's the first one we play in our set. Oops, a little slip there. It's one of my favorites.
It's all over the internet.
Ironically, I wrote this song about a girl that broke up with me. And now, years and years later, when I sing these lyrics, I'm like, oh, these are about me. oh, God. Okay, that's weird. It's really strange, re-singing all these songs, to be honest. Just reinventing them.
It's like a time machine, right?
Puts you right back.
Music transcends you to that specific moment in your mind.
I wasn't actually a bad lyricist or singer. Why was I so hard on myself? Yeah, right on. We'll be right back.
Awesome. All right. Now, Garrett, who is your favorite wrestler?
Ultimate Warrior, Bret Hart, Jake the Snake, HBK, Stoke.
Ted DiBiase.
Roddy Roddy Piper, Ted DiBiase.
Woo! Ric Flair.
Did I say Bret Hart? Did I say Macho Man?
I think so.
Did I say Ultimate Warrior?
All right. All right. And we're going to find out what Justin's t-shirt says after the break.
Is that a normal part of your
segment? That's the way I've always sung this song.
Are there subliminal duets with?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown. A show of the frenzy melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, we're back. And let's find out what Justin's t-shirt says.
Yeah, I've got Shattered Throne on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is their first run of shirts, I do believe, with the Arsoned Church on the front. So I just want to shout out my homie there, Mr. Nasty, and Matt Motter as well. So vocals and drummers, respectively. And yeah, these guys have been pretty pillars in the local scene in many different bands. East Van Boys, Vinny's I do believe,
that,
right?
But that band, right?
You know, it's just another extension of great music that these guys have been making for 20-something years. And, you know, I've really enjoyed them out there these days, doing what they do the best in Vancouver, really.
East Van, baby.
Yeah, we just saw them with...
a couple weeks ago.
With Terrifier, Aggression...
Yeah, at the Astoria.
Yeah, that was a good show.
All right, here's Arsoned Church.
Thank you.
All right, guys, and we are almost at the end of the hour. So, if you want to listen to more Warborn, where can they get a hold of you guys? Where can they follow you?
Spotify, YouTube,
iTunes,
yeah, Apple Music.
Yeah, we're everywhere. That was actually quite handy when I was relearning the songs. I was like, oh wow, we're all just right here.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook as Warborn, WARRBORN,
one word.
All of our other social medias, Warborn_official.
Yes.
On Instagram, IG, right? Yeah,
Instagram. We're on TikTok.
What's the TikTok handle, bro?
It's all the same. Warborn_official.
You guys do some dancing on TikTok or what?
Well, maybe we start doing
some
dancing.
We're gonna get moves.
Wow.
I'm in the gym here, getting all ripped up, so I'm gonna start doing some dance moves.
Nice. All right, so we can look forward to that. Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
Toe Jam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Illusion of Light right here on CJSF. And we'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
I'm alive.
Warborn is so awesome. All right. SFU, if you want to support the SFU Pipe Band, they're playing July 30th. It's a free concert at the AQYO. So, yes, we'll see you there.
On Sunday, July 30th, join the SFU Pipe Band from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a free concert at the Academic Quadrangle near the pond at the SFU Burnaby campus. Experience a morning of exhilarating pipe and drum music with the world-renowned band before they head to Scotland to compete at this year's World Pipe Band Championships in August. The concert will be held outdoors, so please dress for the weather and consider bringing a blanket or chair to sit on. Hope